I'm Carol Hills with The World. A powerful typhoon rolled through an island in the central Philippines today, the same island that was slammed by Typhoon Haiyan just 2 years ago. This time, hundreds of thousands of people were evacuated before the storm hit. It's a reminder, just days after the Paris Climate Agreement, that a lot of work still has to be done to adapt to rising seas and stronger storms. Chris Bentley, with our partners at the Ground Truth Project, has more from Paris.
The mayor of a small coastal city in the Philippines has big plans. Her name is Stephanie Uitan, and she's just 32 years old.
I'm the first lady mayor and the youngest so far.
When Super Typhoon Haiyan was bearing down in 2013, Uitan's city, called Catbalogan, evacuated its coastal slums. But Haiyan's path shifted, largely sparing the city. Now Uitan is helping Catbalogan as it braces for yet another typhoon. When I talked to her at the climate conference in Paris last week, she worried about a crisis just like this.
Catbalogan is 3-in-1. We are very vulnerable to storm surge, flooding, and landslide. And I can't just imagine if we have like Super Typhoon number 5, I don't know where we will go.
Uitan wants to build a new climate-proof city center 400 feet uphill. She calls it Catbalogan Sky City.
All of our new businesses and housing will be there.
So wait, are you moving the city, basically?
Not the whole city, but for new houses, for those who are in the vulnerable side, we will be moving them up. That's the only way that the city could be safe.
Catbalogan's courting investors for the project, which could cost as much as $90 million.
We are very small. We lack resources. We lack the technical aspect. And so we need help technically and financially.
Uitan said she's not asking the world to bail out her city. She just wants the international community to help her reach investors and private developers. And that puts her in an odd but increasingly common position. She can't afford to defend her city from rising seas and superstorms, but she also can't afford not to. Cities like Catbalogan are already getting clobbered by climate change. They need money. There's the usual route of seeking money through United Nations funds and other international aid. But that's not enough, says Mina Raman, legal advisor to the Third World Network and a member advising the UN on its new climate finance arm, the Green Climate Fund.
Many of us are accessing that kind of money, but the pot is very little. There's a high demand. There's more demand than there is supply of money.
The Paris Agreement could bring a lot more private money into play. Secretary of State John Kerry said the deal sends a clear signal to the market. Invest in climate solutions or get left behind.
CEOs will begin to be asked the question, how are you doing for your shareholders relative to your responsibilities to live up to this? It's a sea change.
That sea change can't happen fast enough for those most vulnerable to climate change.
Not enough is being spent, but that doesn't mean that there's not enough in the world.
James Alexander is head of finance and economic development for a global consortium of cities called C40.
But look at the pension funds of the world. These things, if we can find ways to get things like pension funds, investment trusts, if we can get that money to flow in the right direction, not only will we be catalyzing the market, but we'll be creating a whole new sector of green infrastructure that there is enough money in the world to pay for.
There's trillions in pension funds looking for safe, long-term investments. Infrastructure projects are already attracting this kind of investment, so why not green infrastructure and projects to make cities more resilient? Not everyone's so excited about the prospect of globe-trotting financiers funding infrastructure in developing countries. Joanne Carling is head of the Asia Indigenous Peoples Pact, and she worries it could entrench inequality.
The way it's being approached is business as usual. It's again in the hands of business, all this renewable energy. They will set up windmill, they will set up solar and sell it to us, which we cannot afford, and it's done in our lands. That also impacts on our livelihoods.
The fact that businesses and banks might be getting bullish on climate change could still be good news for Stephanie Uitan, the Filipina mayor. She's plotting evacuation routes for sea level rise that could be decades away, and for storms that could pick up tomorrow. She'll take any help she can get, and she needs it now. For The World, Chris Bentley, Paris.